Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. I'm very proud and happy today to have with me as well in the studio, as standing in as a co-host today, our good friend, Mr. Stephen Smith of Tampa, Florida. As always, I'm excited to have all of our listeners tuned in with us on today. We will begin this show, as always, by bowing our heads for our opening prayer.
Dear Lord, just be with us here today as we speak with Brother Larry. And I just ask that you be with our listeners as we talk about our not giving up on our dreams, Lord, and give us the strength to be able to achieve our dreams and our goals, and give us the resolve to be able to enjoy today to the best of our ability. And I just ask that you would bless us all as we move through this evening, and in your precious Son's name, Jesus Christ, I say amen.
Thank you for that prayer, Mr. Smith. Listen, we have an awesome show prepared for you on today. I'm excited to have a blessed man of God in the studio with me, my special guest, Brother Larry Bill, out of Gloucester, Mississippi, also one of the lead singers for the Bill Brothers, with the Bill Brothers Gospel Singers. We're so very happy and delighted to have him in the studio with us this afternoon. Before we begin our show, and before I let him introduce himself to you, I will give you the topic for today. Our topic for today is don't give up on your dreams. Stand against hard times. Brother Bill will be talking about how tough times and how some people go through times, how he went through tough times. And Brother Larry, along with his father and brothers, has been one of the world legendary gospel quartet singers for many years. Today's episode topic is encouraging everyone to not to give up on your dreams. The Bill Brothers start singing in the year of 1975. They are still standing, and God is still blessing them. After 45 years, still strong in the gospel quartet business. Brother Bill is sharing with us on today's episode. After 45 years, after many years of ups and downs, through hardships, they kept the faith. As he shared in his testimony, and I'm quoting, when we started singing, we had no transportation, no recordings, but God, unquote. He encourages us to stand against hard trials. Being a family member grew up. As they grew up, they had to watch their father. As they grew up, Brother Robert Bill Sr. get sick, the struggling to keep food for six children and send them to school, and also get them to many, many programs they had to appear on. But God, he said. Stay tuned in for this awesome show, and we're so very happy and delighted to have Brother Larry Bill in the studio with us on today. Good evening, Brother Bill.
Good evening to you all. What a blessing it is to be here. Just keying on this
show.
You're kind of
real low in the studio. Can you turn your volume up some? You're coming in real, real low in the studio at this time. I need you to give me a little bit more
sound.
Okay, what about,
is this any better now?
Yes, that's better. All right, Brother Bill, can you tell the listeners a little bio about yourself? Just give us a little short bio about yourself before we begin on, discussing today's topic.
Okay, well, I'm Deacon Larry Bill Sr., proud husband, proud father of four, retired CEO of the Prosperity Music Worldwide record label, and you know, just love what I do, you know, in praising God.
Thank you. Are you married, Brother Bill? You have children?
Yes, I have four children. Married with four children, and let me see, eight grands to go with the children, and just a blessing, you know. Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. Brother Bill, can you tell us a little bit about the group? You know, in your what you wrote to me in reference to today's interview, you were telling me about your father. Your father's still living out soon, and I know that you just lost your mother last year. Was it last year or this year?
Yes, it was last year. We lost mom last year, October the 28th. It's coming up on a year as we speak, and we still blessed to have our father. He living in on August the 1st. He turned 89 years young, and he's still up and going.
Thank God. Thank God. I do remember Bill. And listen, she was a beautiful. I mean, you're talking about a voice to sing. I used to love to hear her sing, "When the Gates Swing Open, that I'll Walk In." I mean, she can really sing that song. And it's a blessing to have your father still in health and strength and still traveling along with his son. I'm going to let you tell us a little bit more about the Bill brother as we continue on with the show today. But listeners, remember, you too can join in this awesome conversation on the day by pressing the number one on your phone. If you have any questions, comments, I just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. Again, we're talking about topic for today is don't give up on your dreams. Stand against hard times. This is we're talking about faith, hardship, struggles, courage, dreams, standing and preservation on today. And I'm going to yield right here and let our guest co-host say greet our listeners on today, and then we'll get shortly after them, we'll get into our time. God bless you, Mr. Smith.
Well, thank you very much, Evangelist Norma. I'm honored to be here this afternoon, pushing into the evening, and I really enjoy your show, and I'm very grateful for you giving me the opportunity to share today and be a co-host with you. We're talking about not giving up on our dreams. It's something that I can relate to as well. And standing against some of these hard times that we might face, and certainly today, a lot of people are experiencing some very difficult times with this COVID-19. But I'm looking forward to Brother Larry Veal's story and telling us about how he trusted in God, and God brought him through some many trials. So I'm looking forward to hearing your story, Brother Veal.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to meet you as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. Listeners, you know, that's our good friend out of Tampa, Florida. Always a pleasure having him in the studio with me. He's truly a blessing. I truly thank God for him. Listen, I thank God for you on today. As I look at my dashboard, so many callers have called in, and we do have a lot of listeners on today. We want to thank God for you. And at any time you feel like you want to say something to Brother Veal or encourage him or encourage Mr. Smith or myself, just hit that number one on your phone. And at that time, I will bring you live into the studio with them. All right, Mr. Veal, I'm going to yield right now and turn the mic over to you. Why did you choose to title your topic for today, don't give up on your dreams, stand against hard times? Why did you choose that topic? Can you tell our listeners what why did you choose that topic for today's interview?
Today, really, many, especially gospel quartet singers, but many people in general, they start something, and quickest any little thing come their way, it'll cause them to just stop what they start. But the Veal brothers, we as you said earlier, started in 1975, and we went through so many different situations, even through school, you know, watching mom and dad struggle, you know, just to get us to school. And with that being said, it's so many different hard times that we can witness going through. I started singing. I was only 9 years old when I started. And we had to go through, you know, school, you know, sometimes struggle trying to wear each other clothes to school. You know, so many different struggles that we went through. But we all, the Lord blessed us to finish school with educations. You know, that's a blessing within itself. We never did, you know, let anything we went through stop us from school, stop us from praising God, from serving God. Through everything we went through, we still, you know, just persevering our way, you know, just pushing and pressing our way to it. We 45 years later, we still pressing. And we went through just seeing, you know, some loved ones passing away, you know, that started out with us, and through all types of different situations. And God still blessed us. So we never did. Sometimes, you know, we had to even, you know, we transitioned from young kids as brothers, school, athletes, you know, all different type of things that we had to go through just like any other kid would go through. But we never did stop singing or giving God praises. We had to move in different towns. You know, we moved away from each other, but we still, you know, stayed, you know, close-knitted to continue what God, you know, blessed us to be able to do. As brothers, it's full blood brothers, and we stuck together. We've been together. I mean, no matter where we moved to, what college or what schooling, whatever what job sent us somewhere, but we never stopped singing. We never did give up on DeVille Brothers, and we still pressing, you know.
God bless.
That's so awesome. Yeah, awesome.
Can you tell our listeners today, 45 years of hard times? I know sometimes there have been some good times, there have been some ups, and there have been some downs. But through it all, you're still standing. And that's that's a blessing on today. And to know that your dad is still singing with the Ville Brothers, gospel singers, Brother Robert Ville Sr. Now, I also want to discuss a little bit about the Ville Brothers. How many brothers are they in your group?
Okay. Now, it's four blood biological brothers. We have Pastor Robert Ville Jr., yours truly, Deacon Larry Ville Sr., Brother Charles Ville Sr., and Brother Jerry Ville. Those are the four biological brothers, but we have a nephew in the group, which is Charles Ville Jr. He's a musician, and we also have two other members, you know, that have been in the group with us for years, Brother L.C. Clark and Brother Deacon Jeffrey Gibson, Deacon L.C. Clark, I'm sorry, and they've been with us for many years, so we call them brothers too, you know. But, you know, and to add to, you know, what we're saying, you know, a lot of groups, singers or whatever, they would get disturbed. You know, even if they go to programs, if the money not right, if they don't have the type of crowd that they want to have, we come through all of this, you know. But see, God got ways. Even if you don't give up, don't stop program, and you don't see, you know, 2,000 people or 1,500 people. If you just only see 15 or 20 people, don't just say, "Well, I'm just gonna stop singing. I'm gonna give up." Don't do it, because you know The race is not given to the swift nor the strong. It's given to those that endure to the end. And that's what God wants us to do is to fight, just fight this thing out. Just like I heard Brother Steven say with this pandemic, you know, we're going through situations right now, but we can't give up. We got to, you know, fight this out.
Yes. Okay, Brother Bill, also I know that when I said some going through some ups and some downs, I hear a lot of gospel singers, not only gospel singers, but rhythm and blues singers as well. They're traveling when it just started out. I know many times that it was hard, you know, to have the money to travel with hotels and food. But through it all, God kept you 45, looking at 45 years. We can give God the glory right now because only, like you said,
amen.
You know, and that you wrote to me, but God had already had a plan for you, brother. And you don't give up on your dreams because when you give up on your dreams, you give up on God because God has already prepared a path for us in our life. And we must ask God what it is and don't give up because things don't seem as if it's going the way that you think it should go or the money won't flow the way that you think it should. So we must stand because we know one thing, God is not going to bring us to something that he won't bring us out of. He's going to bring us to it, and he will certainly be there to bring us all the way through. He promised to never leave us nor forsake us. Brother Bill, during your time of travel, how many obstacles was there? Can you remember one main obstacle that stood in the way, and maybe a Deacon Bill said, or one of your brothers or somebody said, look, I'm just tired, you know, I'm traveling and don't seem like we're getting any money, I'm going to ask you about your recording after this here question here, but I want to know about your recordings right now. I just want to know that how many times, even with yourself, that someone wanted to give up. Who was the one that kept encouraging that one, who kept saying, don't give up, don't give up. This is our dream. We're going to stand all of these hard times that we're going through. Who was there to encourage you through it all? 45 years is many, many years. So who was there? Who was that strong one? And I know what you're going to say, but I want to hear you tell it to the listeners out of our. Who was that strong link to that chain that kept ill brothers together and to bring you where you are today?
Well, I could say 40 names, and that's my father and my mother because, they sung before we did. I mean, they used to sing years ago, you know, before we did. So they already knew what we would have to face anyway. So when it seemed like it was hard on us, you know, we just thank God for our mother and a father that went the last mile of the way for their sons to, you know, just talk us through any situation or pray with us or whatever they needed to have done to us to just keep us on the right track. You know, even if we step out of line any kind of way, you know, we were blessed to have that praying mother and that praying father that, you know, always can, you know, pull us to the side and let us know, hey, look, keep doing what you're doing for God.
That's right. And I can attest being from Mississippi myself, and if any listeners out there on today and you know anything about in the country or being a part of the country, it's not easy. It's not easy, especially 45 years ago, even if you were in the city. And if you was black and poor, you know, we had very few middle-class people back in the 45 years ago. So we can attest to hard times. But through it all, look at us today. And a lot of people are talking about the COVID-19. But you know what? I know God is still in control of our lives. Whatever we're going through, don't give up. Don't give up. Even if you've been diagnosed positive with the virus, don't give up. Keep praying.
Don't give up.
Keep struggling. Keep pushing. Keep going forward. Don't look back. Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind, we're pressing forward for a mark of a higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus. And I want to just tell the Bill brothers on today, I want to encourage you and your father, if he's listening in, and your brothers, to keep on with the, you know, keep on going strong. You know, keep the faith that you've had for 45 years, and God is going to bring the Bill brothers to places that you've never been. I can't imagine. I know you've been to many, many places because I know you're all over the world singing and traveling. But God still has something in store for the Veal brothers. Now, Brother Veal, can you share with our listeners on today, what year did you all recorded your first album? And after that, I'm going to let Mr. Smith come in and ask you whatever he needs to ask you for today. But what year did you first, was your first recording album or single record? What year was that?
It was in 1980. Well, we recorded one in 1985, somewhere along in there. But the first one we actually released was an album, We Are Family, in 1988. And it was a blessing. That was the first one, and that's actually when we started recording. Yeah.
Listen, we're talking about 10 years. Of ups and downs, 10 years of not giving up on their dream, 10 years before they even had an opportunity to record a record. We ought to give God the glory on today, because a lot of people would have given up a long time ago. They would have given up a long time ago, but this is a testimony on today to let us know that if you don't give up, God has something in store for you in your life. You got to just keep on praying and keep on seeking faith, and he will surely, surely bring you to whatever that he has in store for you. At this time, I'm going to yield and let give the mic over to our guest co-host on today and let him say something to our listeners, and also let him greet our special guests for today.
Well, thank you very much, Evangelist Norma. As I'd mentioned, I am honored to be here, and it's such a pleasure to get to know you, Mr. Veal. Brother
yes.
Veal, I've done a little bit of research on you folks. It's really dynamic, the things that you have done. I can relate to the not giving up in your dreams thing. You know, I have a saying, a couple words, breaking barriers and overcoming obstacles. But the most important factor is turning over that faith to God. I just want to
Amen.
Refer to, you know, Psalms here, that the Lord is my, Psalms 28:7, by the way, listeners. And thank you very much, everybody, for tuning in today. We certainly appreciate you. And I just remind you that if you've got a comment or a question or want to share your thoughts, you can just press that one, and we'll bring you into the studio as well. But Psalms 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted mm-hmm. in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoiced, and with my song I will praise him. Now, it sounds like that's what you've been doing most of your life. So my question for you, Brother Veal, is that you were young when you started singing. Your parents obviously were singers. Is this something then that you felt that you really wanted to achieve? You wanted to be a singer. You wanted to praise God. That's something that you've always felt all of your life. I wanted you to address that dream. And, you know, how you have then overcome these obstacles. I know that you mentioned you had a good role model with your mother and father. But share with the
That's
listeners
right.
how you've broken through these barriers and trusted in God.
Yes, right. And that is so true. It's something that we definitely wanted to do. You know, we feel for people. You know, our heart is for people. And singing is more than just, you know, it's bigger, it's way bigger than just singers, you know, and praising God. You know, when we singing and praising God, you know, when you grow up, many concerts that you go to, you know, as kids coming up through these concerts, we witness a lot of people that we sing and minister to going through some situations. So that started us to even start looking at singing to be even greater than just the talent itself. You know, we start putting heart into it, you know, because, you know, if we singing and not saying things while we singing it or not doing things, as far as it's people need help, you know. I mean, it just, you know, it just started pushing us more and more because we realized then that, you know, we helping somebody. You know, we get calls sometimes from people that say, oh, I mean, it was something that y'all said in a song or something y'all said on the floor that really helped me with a situation. And that started even with what we thought we was going through. We understood that, ooh, our little old, the little old situation we dealing with is nothing, you know. And so it started pushing us to now, you know, to just look over the little things we thought was something that we was dealing with, you know, because we started listening to so many other people's situations and problems to the fact that we was helping people, you know. And, you know, mm-hmm. and that's where we just start pushing harder and harder to just go head on because we realize now we really helping some people, you know. And
would you say that that's one of the best rewards of what you've been doing with your career in singing is that feeling that you know that you're helping people?
Yes. Yes, it is. You know, I mean, that's one of the greatest, you know, because, you know, I mean, you know, the scriptures say, you know, in Luke that, that, I mean, if you can save a soul, you know, Brother Steve, if just that one soul that you can save, and it's more joy over just that one that you can save, you know, of a soul. So we feel good just by, you know, helping somebody or just pulling somebody in to be saved, you know. And we just thank God, you know. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a blessing if someone calls us, and we have been nominated, you know, a few years ago for the Stellas, and we working on some things now, you know. It, you know, even Grammy, if we ever nominated for the Grammy, that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
Yes.
My hat goes off to whoever have received it, whoever been nominated. But the biggest blessing to me is to know that I'm helping someone some sort of way, if I'm saving a soul, a lost soul. That's what it's all about. It's some lost people across this world that need some help. And that's the biggest thing, the Veal Brothers, that's what we are all about, you know. That's the main thing, you know.
That
and we know we taking care of, if we doing that, we know God going to come in, all these other different things, God going to come in and bless us the way he want to bless us.
That's very humble as well, too, and that's the beauty in it is that we can be examples for others when we can go through these difficult times and the struggles and just be consistent and keep on pushing. I know that, you know, sometimes we can fail or it seems like we're failing, but that is really that opportunity to then really trust in God and recognize that even though we might have appeared to fail, there was really something for us to learn there and for us to be able to grow and become stronger as a result. And it sounds like that's what you've done, is just get back up and just keep on pushing.
That's right. And that's it. I mean, that's what we're doing. I mean, as you heard Evangelist Norma when she was speaking up, when we started without equipment. We started without any recordings. We started without proper transportation. We even, you know, I mean, a lot of places we went, you know, we struggling to try to, you know, even get little food to eat. But, I mean, all of that, we just thank God. A few years ago, we even had the opportunity to buy a bus. I mean, you know, I mean, that's how God blessed us over the years. God just, you know, just come in and take care of the situation. And we still pressing. You know, God is still, you know, just doing his thing for us. We got record labels. We got the Lord blessed us, you know, and I have to tell this testimony. I mean, we, by being a family, we come up in our home church, a little wooden church with the bathrooms outside the church, come up in the church. And now for 23 years, my brother, Pastor Robert Villa Jr., been pastoring the church. And the Lord blessed him. Well, you know, we done had a couple. We have one building built since this church that we come up in, but the Lord blessed him just about three or four years ago. He saw a vision that to get at least $500,000 church built, our home church. Mm. And that's how God blessed him. I mean, you know, we got a church that it's nothing but God. God gave him that vision, and I mean, it's a blessing. You know, it's a blessing right here in our hometown, our home church, and we have church just like we maybe, you know, at the Apollo Theater. You know, it's a blessing.
All right. We want to thank Mr. Smith and also our special guest. Remember, listen, you are tuned in to Faith and Fear to Talk. Your host is Lori Sulik, evangelist Norma Chapman. And listeners, remember, you can join in on the conversation by pressing the number one on your phone. And you will be brought into the studio to conversation with our guest, Brother Veer, myself, or Mr. Smith. We're talking today about giving. Don't give up on your dreams. Stand against hard times. Now, I want to ask you, Brother Veer, how have the COVID-19 affected you all's group from traveling and? Was had a bit of a setback since before, but I know it has. But how strong did it affect, you know, you all from traveling, having open houses?
Okay, well, really, it really you know, just shut the group down from traveling. We got the faith, you know, to know, but a lot of the concerts, you know, got canceled out. So, really, everything from the last concert we did was March the 8th, and everything else after that we had booked for the year was canceled out anyway. So it pretty much, you know, kind of like stopped us from traveling, you know. And we was just, you know, we just kind of waiting, you know, and reading and looking and just kind of. Checking to see, because we love to be safe first, you know, and we don't want to put nobody in danger of, mm-hmm. of anything. So we just kind of, mm-hmm. and what it's done is kind of teaching us singers, you know, a new norm that we have to do even when singing, when everything, you know, when the land, when he healed his land of this corona virus, you know, when you go and singing and, you know, different using same microphones and different things, you know, you got to be careful, you know, with how we do it. And also, so that's some of, you know, what we've been dealing with.
Yes, thank God for you. Listen, let me ask you. I know that you all have recorded many albums, but just to name a few of them, The Best Is Yet to Come. You recorded live, Keep Pressing, my favorite, Crossroads, and one of my other favorites, Feel the Spirit, and We Are Family, and many more albums Hill Brothers have recorded. Which one of those albums you would like to discuss with our listeners on today? If you want to discuss more than one, you can, but keep in mind that we are all running short on time. We do want to bring Mr. Smith back in the studio, and we do want to have time for you to give out some information about your group and how they can contact the Veal Brothers. But which one of those albums that I know for a fact, is that Crossroads where you are?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your I'm on the run, running for the Lord? Or is that your brother, Reverend Robin? You know?
That's me leading On the Run. Yes.
On the Run. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorite songs by the Veal Brothers. Listeners. Also, I love to hear Brother Larry Veal when he sings, "I Got Joy." And you can't take
yeah.
it. I mean, I just you have to see him in person. And that song there, it's just a beautiful song. And don't get Brother Reverend Robert singing out there, but you get the Holy Spirit, you get to moving with the Veal Brothers, and I mean it moves powerful. And ain't no time it's time to stop or it's almost closing time, because the Veal Brothers doesn't look at the clock, or they be serving the Lord and giving God the glory and the praises until they just, you know, they just like to feel free. To feel free to let God have his way in their life. I'm always going to the concerts when they're down here in the city of New Orleans, and I will continue to follow the Veal Gospel Singers out of Gloucester, Mississippi. Now, those of you that do not know the Veal Brothers, you can always go to YouTube and hear them sing on the albums on YouTube. And remember, I said the best is yet to come. Keep pressing. Crossroads, feel the Spirit. We are family, and I'm sure that you will enjoy listening to the Veal Brothers Gospel Singers. Now, Brother Veal, can you tell me how it was when you first started singing or traveling? When your daddy first, how you guys was when your daddy first started going on highways and byways, and what you guys have to be a part of singing on the stage?
Well, I was at that time. My brother Jerry. He actually the youngest brother, but he wasn't singing with the group at that time. But I actually was the youngest in the group at that time in 75. And like I said, I was 9 years old. And you know, so that kind of lined the rest of the brothers up. You know, from 9 to 12, 13, you know, like 14, we was very young, you know, when we started, you know, somewhere like 12, 13, 15. I mean, we did it all those little teenage years, and, you know, but we just kept on, you know, going through the everything we, you know, what kids would go through at those ages. We were pushing it to the side and still trying to follow dad and mom and just follow our dream. We never let it stop us. Kept on pressing. And that's why I was going to tell you, one of the CDs that reach out to me the most is Keep Pressing, because, you know, it just seemed like it really tells the story of the Veal Brothers, for us to keep pressing through all that we went through, you know, for us to keep pressing. And we actually, you know, didn't know that you never know what, how God, you know, lining you up for, you know, situations that you have to go through with. And we really recorded that CD before my mother's death, and to know that we were saying keep pressing, we didn't understand. We just thought we were saying keep pressing to what we had been through. We didn't think that he was lining us up with the songs on the Keep Pressing CD to what we was about to go through. You know? And we that's why that one to me seemed like it mean more to, for us to keep pressing, because losing mom is hard. No matter how it go, it's just hard to lose a mother. But if anyone know a new Mother Veal, to lose her for what she I mean, she was a go-getter. You know, that's all. I can't put it no better. She was a go-getter. She worked and did everything she could do for everybody. I mean, so we really lost just even more than a mother and our mother, you know.
Yes. Also, I want to say to you today that I understand that there's a new recording that you all are working on. Has it come live yet? Or do you have any idea when you can expect for it to become live?
Well, as of right now, I don't know. Hopefully, maybe the first first of next year, hopefully we will release it, because we sort of working on it now. And I wish we could have it released before the year was out, but I know anywhere before the end of the year or the first of next year, hopefully we will release another CD, even if it's just a single, but we actually working on a CD too, but we're going to release something within the next few months.
God bless you. I pray that the Lord will bless that recording to be just as blessed as the other ones that you've already recorded. What would you like to share with our listeners on today in reference to how they can contact the Veal Brothers, how they can get, you know, if they want to in the near future, once everything starts opening up, if they want to reach the Veal Brothers in reference to a concert or to be a part of a program, how could they contact the Veal Brothers?
Okay, you could call my number, Brother Larry Veal Senior. That's at 601-810-1360. That's the number that you could call. That's area code 601-810-1360. Or we have a Facebook page. You just go to the Veal Brothers. Go to our Facebook page and get us. Messaging on the Facebook page, and you could easily get the Veal Brothers. My email is larryveal.sr@gmail.com. However, you could get the message through. We'll be glad to, we work on so many different types of programs. We don't discriminate no type of program. We just love to do what we do. I mean, we just when you call, if we able to come, we want to be a blessing to you.
God bless you. God bless you. Now, can you share with us on today? What are some of the groups that legendary groups that you have had that the Veal Brothers have been blessed to be on the same concert with, on the same stage with? Can you share some of those legendary groups with us? You all have been blessed to be, on the same concert.
Okay. Well, of course, our homeboys, the Sensational William Brothers, the Jackson Southern Ave. Actually, we also on the Best Is Yet to Come CD. We have one of the songs on there featured Brother Huey Williams of the Jackson Southern Airs. The Jackson Southern Airs, the Canton Spirituals, the Sensational Nightingales, Doc McKinnon, Gospel Highlights, the Slim and the Supreme Angels, the Soul Stirrers, Liz Cole, the Mighty Cloud of Joy.
That you all have been a part of down through the years. I just want to just say to you that to keep on looking to the hills of Brother Veal. And I know God has something special for the Veal Brothers. You know, he's not through with the Veal Brothers yet. And I want to say to your father out there, what a blessing that God has still given him his health and his strength to still travel with his sons and with his family. and being a part of the Real Brothers Gospel Singers. I know he's a very proud father, and I knew your mother. And like I was saying in the beginning, that new home you're talking about, you all have, or is that another church there in Gloucester? The new home is in Liberty, Mississippi. Am I correct?
Well, no, it is a Sweet Home.
Is that Sweet Home? I'm sorry, that's Sweet Home. Am I right?
Right.
Sweet Home.
Right, Sweet Home. That's it. That's it.
Liberty, or is that in
Gloucester? It's in Gloucester.
It's in Gloucester?
It's in Gloucester.
Is that your home church you're talking about?
Right. That's the church. And I mean, it's sitting in the same spot of the older church that we was born into, that we was baptized as kids, you know, at the old wooden church. and they built another church there after the old wooden church. But like I said, God gave my brother, Pastor Robert Veer Jr., a vision to rebuild because, you know, we was at an overflow with the older church, you know, and that's a blessing.
And I have my family members there out of Liberty, Mississippi. That's my father's hometown, Liberty, Mississippi, and Centerville, Mississippi, all up in there. I've had an opportunity to visit a Sweet Home. My aunt's funeral was there in Liberty, in Gloucester, and I had an opportunity to visit Sweet Home. And so many of my family are still there living there in Liberty, Mississippi, and in Gloucester as well as Centerville, Mississippi. And I know a lot of them still attend Sweet Home. But also, I want to give Mr. Smith an opportunity. He's so patient, listeners. Let him come back in.
Thank you.
And let him have some more words to our guests or to our listeners on today. Mr. Smith.
Well, yes, I've really been enjoying getting to know you, Brother Larry. What a story. It sounds to me clearly that your parents were exceptional role models. And I think that that's a real important factor when you have that role model. And now you are a role model for others. And it must have been super difficult when you were really young. I think I heard you saying you were, you know, traveling a lot, moving around, living in different places. So quite a challenge. Now, you have kind of faced the situation where there's not the opportunity to do the concerts in the public and do public gatherings like it was in the past because of the pandemic. Am I correct that you're doing a virtual concert that's coming up, and this is one of the things that you just saw what's going on, decided, hey, look, we still have a message to get out, and are going to use technology to get that message out. Am I correct that you have an upcoming virtual concert in October?
Yes, but what it is some of our friends, to tell the truth, we honoring some friends that been singing 72 years. And they have us as their special guests to honor them that night. But, you know, when they gave us the call, you know, we was more than happy because, you know, we look at it to the fact that now, you know, that even given us an opportunity to, you know, to push the word across the country, even if we're not in concert. So, because we were thinking about, as you say, we was thinking about doing something virtual. And we've been doing, even at our church, our home church, the Veer Brothers, we get together with Pastor Veer and do, you know, just two or three numbers or whatever just to do it that the world can still get a flavor of the Veer Brothers. We always, you know, do it like sometime every other Sunday or something like that. So that is something that we've been, you know, kind of still looking into doing a little more of the virtual.
That's a great adaptation to the situation and just another example of persevering against difficult times. I just really commend you and your family. You've got I see a lot of YouTube videos up there where people can go and they can listen to your music and enjoy this praise that you do for, you know, all of our Father, right? Our Father being the Lord. You know, I'm just blessed to be able to get to know you, to be able to see and, or I should say, listen to your story about breaking through these barriers. And I think that is the message here today, listeners, that it's about no matter what might come our way, we can have those difficult times, but we can also choose to have a perception of those as an opportunity versus a punishment, and break through that stuff and overcome those obstacles that might have been in our way and keep on going so that you can achieve the dreams and the goals. Because I know that God has these things in store for you. It's going to be His way. And what I found is that we have these dreams and goals. And just probably like yourself, where you're out there and at first you had no money, you had no, you know, it was everything you could do just to have a meal type of thing. And yet you had no idea that when you were praising God and doing God's work, how that would flower and blossom into such a beautiful life and all these songs and albums that you created. And God blesses us in abundance, way bigger than our dreams that we ever even could imagine. And I just want to thank you so very much for your contribution to the community, because that's what it is about. Contribution to community, to let people know we can overcome anything that comes our way if we put our faith in God. Thank you very much for sharing this with us, Brother Larry.
Amen. Brother Steve, I thank you, and man, I really appreciate you all, and you're very welcome, and I just thank God for you all, too. I thank you. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Listeners, you still tune in to Faith in Your Fears Radio Talk, still hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. You still have a couple of minutes, listeners. You still have time to call in before closing. If you have any questions, comments, or just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. And we do, we'll bring you into the studio. We do want to thank Mr. Stephen Smith of Florida, our good friend, Facing Your Fears. Always happy to have him a part of the show. And I pray that God will continue to bless him and all of his endeavors that he's doing. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing, Mr. Smith. Get
well,
to know.
Yes, thank you, Evangelist Norma. I appreciate this opportunity. I am Stephen Smith. I live here in Sarasota, which is just south of Tampa, Florida, on the west coast. They call it the Sun Coast here in Florida. And I've done a lot of things. I've certainly overcome some stuff in my life. You know, I made some pretty poor choices in the past, but I used those as a learning experience. For many years, I didn't. I just kind of drowned my sorrows, but now I decided several years ago that I was just going to do God's work, that I recognized that I was built to serve and serve the community. And so I started a nonprofit foundation registered here in the state of Florida, the LWN, which is the acronym for the Live with Nature Foundation. We are a resource to be able to help people achieve a higher quality of living, and we've combined a lot of resources to try and give people a hand up, help them to be able to get their life back together if you know, people find themselves homeless, or they're struggling with alcohol or drugs, or just struggling period. We're about to open a new life referral center. And we're going to help these people get to the services that they need, whether it's food or clothing or housing or addiction recovery, or just a person to be able to talk to and share. And I really appreciate the opportunity to share that with your viewers, Evangelist Norma. We're all here just like yourself, and I'm just so blessed to know you and grateful for your friendship and the opportunity to be on your show.
Thank you. There you have it. This is getting in the show, and we do want to bring our guests back into the studio at this time. time, you may want to discuss some something and give us some more encouragement on our topic for today. Don't give up on your dreams. Stand against hard times. If there's anything else you would like to say, we're going to give them another a couple of minutes to come before the listeners again and do a little emphasis on that. If not, you can take the time to give again to give out information to our listeners. Listeners, do get a pencil and take this information on how you can contact the Bill Brothers Gospel Singers out of Colossa, Mississippi. And also, listeners, before I close the show out, they said like the song, the album that they titled The Best Is Yet to Come. I just want to let all our listeners know that Brother Larry Bill and the Bill Brothers, they're my cousins, and I'm so proud of them. Mm-hmm. I'm so proud of
yes.
them. My father, the Chapman Brothers, gospel singers, and the Chapman family singers all.
Yes.
You know, we're just blessed to have so many talents, to be, you know, to be in that on that family tree. And
that's
as
right.
always, I love the Bill Brothers. And our family there in Gloucester, Mississippi, living in Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
and Jacksonville, Mississippi, you know, Woodville, Mississippi. We just
that's
want
right.
to let you all love you. And anytime you want to come on Faith and Defense Radio talk show, feel free to contact me. And I'm going to get my contact information. So I'm going to let, before my closing statement, I'm going to let our guests come back with and give us refreshers on how to contact the Real Brothers. You can contact me at norma_chapman@yahoo.com. You can go to my Facebook page, Faith and Your Fears, Facebook page, What Faith Can Do Facebook page, the ministry that I am the founder of and the director of, To Be Friends in Christ. You can also go to my personal Facebook page, Norma Chapman. And feel free to contact me if you want to come on Facing Your Fears and just do as Brother Bill did today, just say some encouragement. We all need encouragement. You know, and in the song, I like encourage yourself. And we can need to encourage ourselves. On last night, one of our speakers for the women's night, ministry, women ministry night, she said her topic was encourage yourself so that you can encourage others. And I thought that was a beautiful topic on last night.
Mm-hmm.
And want to yield right here and ask Brother Veal if he want to refresh the listeners on how to contact the Veal Brothers, and then I'll be doing my closing statement.
Okay, again, you can reach us at, that's Brother Larry Veal, at 601, area code 810-1360. That's the phone number, and again, it's area code 601-810-1360. Either you can go to the Veal Brothers Facebook page. You go to Larry Veal, SR@gmail.com. You can just go YouTube Veal Brothers. You can just get information, you know, any kind of way, as far as the number, that's, you know, we'll be just glad to reach out to you. We just thank you so very much. And I thank my cousin, Evangelist Norma. We thank you for, you know, inviting us on. And I thank God for the beautiful work that you are doing. The works that you've been doing over the years, and we just thank God for you. You're a blessing not only to the Veal Brother, but you're a blessing to the world, and we just going to keep praying for you, and we just thank God for you, for what you are doing.
God bless you. There you have it, listeners. Coming to the end of our show, I want to thank all our listeners for tuning in on today. I also want to thank my special guest, Brother Larry Veal, which is one of the lead singers for the Veal Brothers Gospel Singers out of Gloucester, Mississippi. I want to also thank my guest co-host for hosting with me on today, Mr. Stephen Smith. out of Tampa, Florida. I just want to thank all of you listeners. I love you all. And at this time, we will bow our heads, we'll close in prayer. Father God, I thank you for the opportunity to go forth on today. Another great opportunity, Father God. I pray that we have touched someone out there on today that needs encouragement, Father God, on not to give up on their dreams, how to stand against hard times, because truly we're living in some hard times, Father God. We're living, Father God, in some perilous times, Father God, but we know that we can look to you, Father God. We know that you're the answer, Father God, that you hear and answer all of our prayers. And, Father God, we love you all today, and thank you, Father God, for blessing Facing Your Fears Radio talk show. We do want to remember all of those that's on the ventilators, Father God. We pray that you bless them to come off of it. Heal their bodies, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those, Father God, that's not on ventilators, that are affected by the COVID-19. We ask that you heal their bodies, Father God. We pray, Father God, for the families, Father God, the grief families that lost loved ones during the coronavirus, Father God. And also, Father God, we pray for those who have lost loved ones that's not connected with the COVID-19. We just pray that, Father God, you continue to give them strength, Father God. Wipe away the tears from their eyes, Father God. Because we know that one day, Father God, that you're coming back, and we must be ready when you call our name, Father God. We give you the glory, the honor, and all of the praises. And this is the end of the show for the day. Y'all be blessed, and goodbye now.
Thank you, and amen.